This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
Matthew 16. I want to teach from the book of Matthew 16 today, as the Spirit of the Lord has directed me. And I don't want you to allow your neighbor to disturb you, to tap out of that anointing that is going to flow from this word of God. 16. I'm going to read from verse 13 to 18. And if you are there, let me have a marvelous amen. Okay, I'm going to read this by myself. And when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, what did he ask them?
Whom do men say?
Who do men say that I am? Son of man. I want you to look at that statement. Now, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they say, some say John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. And others, they call you Jeremiah, or one of the prophet. Verse 15, he said to them, but who do you that are my disciples, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
Amen.
And I said to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. May the Lord bless his holy word.
Amen.
Bow down your head as I pray. Eternal Lord of faith, thank you for moving here.
Thank you
because you continue to move.
Thank you,
Lord, that your power is in this hour.
Thank you
that your power will not depart from all.
Father,
as we share this word, give us the ear of understanding.
Amen.
As you use me as your vessel to minister to these people,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, minister to me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, because you are here.
You,
in Jesus' name we pray. And the big church say a big amen.
Amen.
Come and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On your way to your seat, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, who are you?
Who are you?
No, you need to say it loud and clear, and turn to the next person and say, who are you?
Who are you?
Just say it loud. Let them know that, who are you? You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. May the Lord bless his holy word today as I share with you. I want to minister to you quickly on the topic, who are you?
Amen.
Because for us, children of God, to be able to achieve the glory of God upon our life, and for us to actually be the person that the Lord said we are meant to be, we must be able to really know. We must live every day of our life knowing who we really are. Who you really are. Exactly who you are. Who are you? Who am I? For me to be able to achieve the glory of the Lord upon my life, I have to know exactly who I am. You've got to be able, I've ministered something similar to this before, and I'm ministering this again, that a man's mountain is actually the ignorance that the man has. Your mountain is what you did not know. You know, when you eventually find out those things that you did not know, you will realize that, so it's not actually a problem to me. But a man's ignorance, a man's problem is your ignorance. So you've got to discover. And there are a lot of people in life that have discovered a lot of things. But the greatest discovery in life, listen to this, is discovering yourself. You can discover a lot of things. You can discover how to use the internet or the computer. You can discover how to put the light on. You can discover anything. But the most important thing, the greatest discovery in life, is discovering yourself, that who I am. There is no greatest discovery greater than that. When you discover yourself, then you know where you are going, and then you'll be able to achieve your aim in life. Praise the name of the Lord. You can be born again. You can be filled, Holy Spirit filled. And you can be tongue-talking And you might not even know who you are. You can be full of the anointing of the Lord, but you might not know exactly who you are. But the question that I'm asking you, that I want you to ask yourself, is that who are you? Who are you? Ask yourself, who am I? Ignorance of who you are can actually place you in a place where you are not meant to be for life. The same thing applies. An example to that is Jacob. Jacob was living in another identity for a long time. Until some time, he discovered that he is not actually in the place of destiny. And when he realized that he is living under a false identity, he wrestled with the angel of God. And when he wrestled with the angel of God, that was the particular time that he was able to be given another name, which is actually his name. The Lord said, you will no more be called Jacob, but now you are Israel. And immediately he discovered himself. That is when he started to live under the blessing of the Lord. Before, he was struggling. But the question today is that, who are you? Tap your neighbor and say, who are you? If you are not careful, you will accept the identity that people are actually placing upon your life. If you are not careful, you will be called, you yourself, you will accept the name that people are calling you. If you are not aware of who you are yourself, people will place a name, that the thing that suits you upon your life. The way people see you does not justify who you are. You can see me as pastor, but that does not mean that is what I am. One of devil's devices, let me tell you, is for you to be ignorant of who you actually are. The devil does not want you to know yourself. Every other person will know you, but you don't know yourself. Every other person will call you names, but you don't even know your own name. I'm talking about your identity now. The devil will want you. He will want to trick you so that you will not discover your identity. But I declare upon your life today that you will discover your identity.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The devil tricked Jesus Christ. And the devil can trick anybody.
Oh yes.
Even the most anointed person. Because he went to Christ. He said, if you actually the Son of God, jump from there. Mm-hmm. You know, now, do you know what that means? He's telling you, you see, you can't do it. You are not a child of God. The devil has talked to a lot of people, and they said to the devil, keep telling them that if you are a pastor, if you are a child of God, you are not meant to be lacking. And then you look at yourself. If you are a righteous person, you are not meant to be looking for somebody to give you money to put petrol in your car. Then you look at it. If you are serving a living God, your situation is not meant to be like that. Then you thought about it as well. But devil is a liar. When you accept the identity placed upon you by other, you lose the real identity, the real who you are. If you lose your own real identity, then you accept what people are actually calling you. You forget. When we do that, we are going to forget who we are really. That we, this is me. But when people are calling you different type of name, then I swap to that. And I started to bear that name. But that will not be your portion in
Amen.
The name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people, every one of us in this house, we have identity that people have actually called us. We have been identified by people the way they see us. They see you as debtor. Because they give you loan and you are not paying back.
Oh yes.
So if they have a list, the list will actually show your name under the debtor or the creditor. That is the way. That is the identity the bank has already given unto you. The government sees some of you in this hour as a taxpayer, one of the taxpayers. Some of you, the government actually identify you as a legal immigrant. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you have a church that you go to, your church, they see you as a church member. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If someone like you, they see you as their friend. And if they don't like your personality, they see you as their enemy.
Preach.
It's either way. Today you can be somebody that says, that is my best friend. And tomorrow if you are you and say, that one, number one enemy. It's too worthy. People, they identify you exactly the way they see you. Some of us, we are going through identity crisis because we don't know who we are. Somebody is calling you baby. And at home, you are daddy. You have a girlfriend that is calling you baby outside. You are baby outside. At home, you are daddy. Don't you think that does not correlate at all?
Preach it.
It's identity crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody is calling you sugar. One is calling you honey. And if you do not sit down one day and say, you say to yourself, look in the mirror, look at the mirror and say, who am I? Who am I? Because the reason why father are not behaving like father is outside you are baby. You come back home, you still have that baby attitude. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our identity is not based on who others said we are. Listen to me. You can call me anything, but that does not determine who I am. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can call you anything, but whatsoever people are calling you does not mean that is your identity. You've got to find out who you exactly are. If you ask anybody question, listen to me, that question that you are asking yourself, if you are asking people and you are looking at people when you are asking that question and say, who am I? I'm telling you, you will get wrong answer. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes.
If you are, I can actually ask you, who are you? But I can't look at you and say, who am I? The only way you can find out who you are is asking yourself, who am I? Now, if you're asking yourself, some of us, we've called ourselves different type of name. You call yourself, you know, most especially when we come to the presence of the Lord, you come to the Lord because you've committed sin or you do something, you say, oh God, I am unworthy to be your son. Then you're forever unworthy. You call your divinity, you know, you think you are humbling yourself. You know, they always say, the back home, they say, I am a poor sinner, a wretched sinner. You call yourself, but what, to me, in that aspect, you're actually professing satanic identity. I'm a sinner, Father, I've sinned, I've committed sin to you. Forgive me, and he will forgive you. You don't need to brand yourself bad names because you want the Lord to answer your prayer. That does not mean God will answer your prayer. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your identity is not actually found in yourself as well. Now, listen to that. Let me explain that for you. One moment, I may be happy. Another moment, I might be a bit down. But if you see me at that time that I'm tired, you might look at me and thought, oh, she's always sad. You might give me that identity, but that moment, that is what is happening at that moment. That is not me. I don't know if you get that. Now, let me use another example. Sometimes, most of the time in my life, I'm very energetic, always jumping up. I can't stand in the atmosphere that is really cool. The way I make noise in the church, I make noise in the car. At home, I make noise. I'm a very energetic person, but if at one point in time, sometimes I can be tired, I'm a human being. Sometimes I feel tired and I don't want to do anything. I just sit down. Now, if you see me at the time that I'm tired and you identify me with that time and call me, and if anybody asks you and you, I say, who am I? You say, you are a sluggish person. You've just got it wrong. No, let me tell you, that person that sees me and actually call me sluggish person, I'm telling you, excuse me, I will look at you and say, you've made mistake. That is not me. At that moment, that is me that you are looking at me. But that is not me. I'm a very energetic person. So now you can, what I'm trying to bring out here is that my identity is not in whom you can see. You cannot call me the name of what I'm going through. Can I say that again?
Oh, yes.
Because I haven't got a child, does not mean I'm a barren woman.
No.
Because I'm raising two kids together by myself, and you see me walking with my children coming in and out of my house with two children, does not mean I'm a single mother. My husband can be working outside London. My husband can be in Nigeria. But because you see me every day of my life, raising my children alone, taking them to school and coming back, if you identify me as a single mother, you are making a wrong mistake.
Oh, yes.
The way you see me now does not identify me. So don't identify me with what I'm going through. I am always a confident person. But sometimes, listen to me, I can feel insecure no matter who you are. You can get to a position that you feel somehow withdrawn. And I can be somewhere and I'm bold and I talk. Now, if you meet me at that position, at that point in time, that I'm insecure, I feel somehow, I feel shaky, you can't call me any name at that point in time. But how many of you that know that is exactly what the word is? They call you the name of whatsoever that you are going to.
Oh, yes.
They look at you because you don't have a job. They say you are a jobless person. Irresponsible man. Irresponsible man. But is that your identity? Now, no. People can call you those names. Now, but who are you? To my husband, I'm his wife. My husband called me Eddie. My children call me mom. My mother called me daughter. My church member called me pastor. My brother called me sister. But who am I? You know, different name. That all of them, my brother will not call me the way my husband called me. You as church member, you will not call me the name my husband called me. The same thing with everyone like that. We have different identity, but now, out of that identity, you must know who you are. Who are you? Can you still ask your neighbor, tap your neighbor and say, who are you? Now, that is where I'm going to. Who are you? You are the only one who gives you identity is God. Your identity is established through God. The only one that who established your identity is the Most High. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Luke 3. Gospel Luke 3, 21 to 22.
Luke 3, 21.
Yes, please.
Verse 3, 21.
Yes.
When all the people were baptized,
yes,
it came to pass that Jesus was also baptized.
Yes.
And while he prayed, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove.
Yes.
Upon him.
Upon him.
And a voice came from heaven.
And the voice came from heaven.
Which said.
And what did the voice say?
You are my beloved son.
You are my beloved son.
In you I am well pleased.
In you I am well pleased. Praise the name of the Lord. Just stop right there for me. Now, what does that say to you? Identity confirmed.
Amen.
You are my son. Now, anybody can do anything about it. But I'm confirming to you now. I'm declaring to you. That is what I'm trying to say to you. That when the Lord confirms your identity, that is who you are. Not what any other person is calling you. Amen. Now read Matthew 16, 13 to 8 that we read earlier on.
Matthew 16, verse 13.
Yes.
When Jesus came into the region of Cyrene, Philippine, he asked his disciples saying, who do men say that I am? The Son of Man am?
Now, the Son of Man. It's actually I. It's actually confirming. Now, can you see if someone is saying, who are people calling me? I, the Son of Man. It's confirming. He didn't just say it just there. I want you to live by example of Jesus Christ. John 15, 16. Listen, when the Lord promotes you, nobody can put you down. When the Lord bless you, nobody can curse you. I wanted to hold on to that scripture. You did not choose yourself. I choose you. The Lord choose you. Anybody cannot do anything. God choose you to be promoted. If anybody think you did not deserve promotion, they can't do anything about it. And today, I want you to keep on searching through, who am I? Not what people are calling you. Don't go into your shell because you believe you haven't got identity. Some of you believe that who you are is in your passport. No. Who you are is in your job. No, not in your car, not in your clothes. It's in who you are in the Lord. Who you are in the Lord. Go and find who you are. You will stand on your feet. I want to pray with you. People have called you name, but who are you? People have said you are a witch. You are possessed. You are a demon. You are a child that cannot be proud of. You are a responsible person. But who are you? Close your eyes. I want you to discover yourself. Discover yourself. I thank God for his anointing in this house. I want you to really pray because I want to take you to prayer quickly. Jabesh's mother called him a sorrowful child. But he stand before the Lord and said, Father, I don't want to be the name that my mother called me. And the scripture says the Lord changed his course. The same thing with Jacob. Who are you? Jabesh discovered his identity. I wanted to talk to God. As I'm going to step into the month of July, as from this day, I want to discover. Give me my identity. Rebecca gave birth to his son and he called him Jacob. But Jacob was not pleased with that name, with that situation. He's a cheater. That is the name his mother gave to him. But the Lord gave him a new identity. I want you to start to pray. They've called you a barren woman. They've called you single mother, irresponsible man. You know, wife has got their husband down. I want you to decree right now upon your life. Some of you, your parents call you a child of sorrow. Father, I want to know who am I. Start to talk to God. I want to know who I am. Anointing of self-discovery. There is no other call about this. Because everybody wants to know who they are. Can you just talk to God in that on that anointing? Anointing of self-discovery. Some of you, you are kings. You are great men and women. But one way or the other, you are still sweeping the floor. You are jobless, you know, because you haven't discovered. Ask the Lord. It does not matter what your age is. Father, this week, as from this moment, I receive anointing of self-discovery. Reveal myself to me. Let me see myself. Are you praying? Let me see myself. Every satanic opinion about my life be nullified. You are not praying. I can't hear you. Talk to your God in heaven. Talk to your Father in heaven. As from this moment, I refuse to be who enemies say I am. I refuse to be that name. You call that name that the enemy has called you. Enemy say you are a photographer. You are just this. You are just that. You are a chef. But chef is not your identity. Chef is not your identity. Nurse is not your identity in Christ. The scripture says you are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar person. Peculiar means important. The scripture says you are a chosen generation. You are choosing. You are choosing. Hand choosing. You are hand choosing. I want you to pray. I reconnect myself to my predetermined destiny. Father, let me know my value. Some of you didn't know you are important. I will not beg for bread. I'm supposed to be a carrier. And I refuse to keep on looking for handout. Are supposed to be a blessing. Come on, talk to your God right now. I am a peculiar person. I am who God say I am. I am who God say I am. I am who God say I am. I am who the Lord say I am as from this moment. The Lord say I am fruitful and I am right now. The Lord said, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. I am right now. The Lord said, I am a head, not the tail. Open your mouth and say what the Lord said you are. I am the head and not the tail. I am a lender, not a borrower. I am above, not beneath. Who did the Lord say you are? Begin to decree right now. I'm a man that will provide for my family. I am a man that will provide for my wife and my husband and my wife. I am a man that will provide for my household. I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Who are you? If you can't discover yourself, you cannot discover your value. And you cannot discover your identity. I am greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am more than conqueror. I am an overcomer. I have already overcome with the blood of the Lamb. Who are you? Who are you in the Lord? Who are you in the Lord? Profess who you are right now. Profess who you are right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Father, there's some people in this house that the name that the enemy are calling them is killing them. Is destructing them. Every time they remember that they call them failure, when they are doing some things, they fail straight away. When they realize that the people said to them, you can't make it. Even when they're making it on, they just their spirit drop, so you can't make it. Father, Lord God, everyone in this house that have discovered their identity in what the world have called them, the enemy have called them, Father, Lord God, I pray, Father, heal them out of that name, O Lord.
Amen.
Heal them out of that wound, O Lord.
Amen.
Some of us have been wounded because of the name that husband called her. Some men have been wounded because of the name their wife called them. Father, today, every identity, false identity, I raise them with the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I raise them with the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I raise them with the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today, I ask everyone in this house to receive a new identity.
Amen.
You will find your identity.
Amen.
You will find who you are.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You will discover your destiny.
Amen.
You will discover your value.
Amen.
You will discover your importance.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Spirit will show yourself to you.
Amen.
God will show yourself to
Amen.
You. God will show your glory to
Amen.
You. You will get out of this place a new person.
Amen.
A transformed person.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your name will not be what the enemy called you
Amen.
Anymore. Your name is what the Lord called
Amen.
You. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Shout a marvelous hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your holy hands together and give God a praise in the house. God bless you. And if you need more understanding on that sermon, please do email me if you have my card, if you have my email address, or do telephone me. We can talk through about it. I can counsel you. I do counseling during the week, Tuesday to Friday. If you need any counseling regarding your identity, regarding anything about your life, do feel free to come to me. A lot of people are benefiting from me that are not actually church members. I want you to feel free to come to your pastor as your mother, and you will receive counseling, and we pray together. I believe in prayer so much. And I know when we pray, miracle does happen. So please do make sure you take time out of your time. Because some of you always say, oh, Pastor, it's only weekend that I have. Let me tell you, your life, you need to create time for God. You need to create time for prayer. What you are looking for Monday to Friday, you can achieve it through power of prayer. So let me pray with you. We are in a new dimension, a new realm now that we are praying. I'm on fire for the Lord, I'm telling you. So make sure that you actually come together to me, and we pray together and we achieve our blessing in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL, Sundays 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207 474 0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.